My mind is ready to be free of my brain. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. My mind is ready to be free of my brain. Now, whoever thought their mind was in any way limited by the brain, the mind goes far beyond the brain. The mind goes far beyond anything the brain could ever dream of or conceive of or want or wish or what have you. The mind is the infinite mind, the allness mind. But, our brain has built a bunch of filters which allow it to run our life, which allow it to control our affairs, which allow it to be the master of our being. Our brain tells us we can't do certain things, and we can do certain things. Our brain tells us that we want certain things or we don't want certain things. Our brain is up there sort of as the king or the ruler of our activities and our life and our experiences. And our brain doesn't have the talent to do that, because its talent is only to maintain itself. To maintain itself to be needed by us. And you see, once we transcend the brain, once we move beyond the brain, and we say, the mind knows all. I know that I know that I know. God in me knows the answer. Then the brain is unnecessary. The brain is not that which knows. The mind is that which knows. And the mind is one as us. And little by little, as we pull these little games on our brain begins to lose its power over us, to tell us that we don't know things or we can't do things or what have you. And the brain then goes into high gear into another area of our life, and that's our body. So the brain starts telling our body that it is sick, or that our body that it's incapable of doing things. And our body is another crazy being, just like our brain, which thinks that it is going to be responsible or responsive to what the brain says. And no way, no way. This is a temple of the living God. This is a perfect, ideal, spiritual being that we are. This is a perfect body. This body has no problems. We give this body problems by our thought, by our brain thought, by our limiting thought. And it's about time we take back control and put it in the right, under the right auspices, and that auspices is our mind. Our mind is limitless. Our mind is always totally perfect. Our mind never has a problem. Our mind is the allness, and it's wonderful. And this is where we want to be, and this is what we want to do, and this is what we're going to do right now. So today, proclaim to yourself, know for yourself, realize for yourself that there is nothing else in this world but the mind. The mind of the allness, the mind of God, the mind of the infinite, the mind of the creative cause of the universe. And that is the only thing that directs, controls, guides, and is me. I am my mind, the mind of my godness, my infinity. I am my mind. My body is my mind. My body reflects all the original purity and integrity that my mind had for it as my mind created my body in the beginning. And then I let my brain tell my body that it's not so. And how silly that is! Because the brain wants to have a reason for being. And you see, when the brain has no reason for being, it will cease its activity. And all of its filters will flutter away and be gone. And we will live in the presence and the awareness of the mind as our one creative cause and our one reality. It's so great. It's so wonderful. My mind is ready to be free of my brain. Are we ready to let our mind be free of our brain? Are we ready to take off into the wonderful concept that the brain has for us? Unlimited, unrealized, unimaginable. But how wonderful it is. Join with me in freeing the mind from the brain. And let the mind soar as it does so naturally. And we are aware of it, and we live in that consciousness. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.